But right now, we have a wonderful interview. We have them in the studio right now with Millie and Jake from Wintermoon. So for those who don't know, Wintermoon are a six-piece alternative rock band crafting influences from psych rock and hard-hitting soul. They're a band based in Melbourne who are about to release their upcoming album that comes out tomorrow, Make Real, Make Believe, this Friday. So go check that out. We have Millie and Jake in the studio. So, yeah. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yay.
We're awesome. Doing well now that we're finally here.
Yeah. All settled in from the outside and then cooled down now. So, we're obviously, you guys are putting out an album tomorrow. And I noticed with like the singles, like Who Are You and Shivers, like there's a little taste of it of everything. So like, you know, Who Are You, like Who Are You is kind of like more guitar based and more, a bit more on the heavier side with rock. And then, Shivers is kind of a bit more like laid back R&B, kind of like soul vibes. Mm. So like my question is like, what are like your influences and like, how did that, like, you know, the band kind of craft the sound? Like, do you guys have like particular, like, you know, the guitarist had one influence and then you kind of blend it all like a milkshake, I don't know. Yeah.
Like a milkshake.
It's pretty much exactly it. Like, yeah. We just kind of, we don't aim for a specific style as such. We just kind of play the music that we love. So we we take influences from all different places, and different members of the band have their own influences, and we all bring things to the table, as in when we write a song, like, we'll all bring our own influences to that song. But even in the very first stages of writing, sometimes it'll be our keys player will write a song, or our bassist will write a song, or the drummer will write a song.
Oh, wow.
So bring that to the band, and then we'll all flesh it out from there. So
collaborative indeed.
It's really collaborative.
With six people in your band, you get a lot of different influences, a lot of different vibes. And
100%.
I'm glad that you get that from the first two singles, because that's definitely what we wanted to put across, like how diverse a sound this album as a whole is. It really does draw from all of us
100%.
And all of our different influences and the history of the band. And a real...
We want it to be a bit of a journey.
It is a real journey. Yeah, it's our first full length, so we wanted it to show like a diverse range of what we've been doing over the last few years.
100%. Well, because it keeps quite grounded the whole time. Like, it's because you can, with even though like they're quite different, like they still sound similar, because you know it's like your sound. So like, obviously for you two, like I'm just wondering what kind of like influences do you kind of like take from that, like in how you put it into the album.
Those two songs in particular, I'd say, influenced heavily by The Dead Weather, which is Jack White, one of his projects with Kate, what's her name, from The Kills?
Oh, okay.
It's
cool.
The chick from The Kills and Jack White's collaborative project.
Sweet.
So they're a huge influence on us. And I think Shivers, actually, Lyle came up with it, didn't he? That initially, a drummer came up with the initial idea for that, but I think a lot of, personally from my part in the song, I had a bit of an Ocean Alley influence with the really kind of big delay guitar sound and stuff.
Yeah, get those landscapes out.
Yeah. Make it a bit more spacious.
Over the years of like Jake and I playing together, a massive compliment that you say that it still sounds like us, because over the years we've definitely, I think, developed a specific style that is sort of what Wintermoon sounds like, and
awesome.
Everybody who's come in has just added to that, which is amazing.
Yeah, like extra toppings.
It's so like everything that we do, although the genres and the different ways that we write might be diverse, there's definitely like kind of a key sound and a feel that is what we all agree is Wintermoon.
Yeah, it's like a commonality of like, it's the significance out of it. So if someone's like, oh yeah, this sounds like this, but it's a Wintermoon song. Like, yeah for sure, 100%.
Yeah, so I've been doing my reading.
Oh, ooh. I see.
I've been doing my reading.
Oh, getting real deep now.
I did my reading, jumped on the Facebooks, and I saw that you listed some influences as the Black Keys and Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah,
so
certainly.
Got a hard-hitting question for you.
Okay.
Pick one song, song from each band that is your favourite.
Okay.
Oh,
or your most influential.
I'll do Black Keys and you do Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, right.
And I'm a big Fleetwood Mac fan.
Yeah,
so
that's tough.
That is real tough.
I'm almost over. No, I'm not. I nearly said it. I did a Fleetwood Mac tribute for like a good 6-7 months or something. So
cool.
I sang the Fleetwood Mac songs over and over and over and over and over again. But no, Gypsy's definitely one favourite. I might just go with that.
Okay.
Especially the live version, New York, 1967.
Nice. I like the specificness of that.
Like, yeah.
Gotta keep it down to the time
of
the
day. It's like when Stevie gets real weird and just like does weird vocal solos, and everybody's like, okay, she's going there now. We'll go with it. That's my favorite.
Take it to you in a whole new world.
And Black Keys, it's a tough one. Very tough. I'm going to go with, like, maybe Hard Row, which is off Thick Freakness, I think, one of the early albums, or 10am Automatic, one of those early albums.
Cool.
Really, like, dirty, dirty bluesy stuff.
Yeah, kind of like when it's all recorded in the garage and, like, very, like, DIY. Yeah. So they kind of developed.
Not to say that I don't like the later stuff, but...
Yeah, well, they just released new music, so, like, you know, it's just a shout-out there, just in case you're hearing. But, so, obviously, you've spoken about inspirations, you know, how, like, you guys developed as a band. And you're obviously releasing this new album, Make Real and Make Believe. And you listed people like Kate from The Kills. So, I'm just wondering, like, how did this album come together? And, like, you know, what was the kind of mindset at the time when you were writing it? Like, obviously, you guys have been a band for a while now. But, like, for this, you know, being a debut release, your LP, like, how did that, you know, come about? Was there certain things you're talking about? Like,
It's a very... Because it's... So it's been 2 years since our last EP.
Yep.
And so in that 2 years, I guess, we were writing songs the whole time. And we got to this point where we were like, we've got a bunch of songs now. We're ready to record an album.
Yep.
How do we, you know, cull a few from this and pick the right ones that are going to work together to create a distinctly Winter Moon sound, even though they're quite diverse?
But yeah, also exactly. I think importantly, in the time that we were putting those songs together and feeling that it was going to be an album, we had a lot of changes within the band. Like, our members changed and solidified so that the lineup that we've got now is the lineup who have put these songs together as this full album.
Sweet.
As anyone will know who does any kind of independent music, members change and flow and all sorts of things happen and people come and go.
And sometimes
that can affect how much work you can put into, like, a big body of work.
Okay, yeah.
So for us, it has sort of, like, stopped and started a little bit as we've, like, made changes with the lineup. And I think that in the last 2 years and through the process of writing this group of songs that have become the album, it's been a time where we've solidified as a group and, like, the lineup now is... everything that is what the album represents, I guess. Yeah,
that's awesome. Did, like, it affect, like, I guess lyrically how you wrote as well? Like,
I think so. Yeah, I think actually in this album, more than the other two EPs, I had more, like, influence, and I think I was probably more open to other members in the band giving me direction and helping me with things that I wrote about.
Awesome.
Lyrically.
Yeah.
Which was really nice because it's always good to get a fresh view. And often we would just sort of focus on the instruments and be like, you could do this, you could do that, or I've written a part.
Especially with
but then I just get to do the lyrics. And 100%. So, yeah, this time around, definitely I had lots more input from the guys.
I think some of your lyrical influence actually was... from a previous band member in one of the songs, wasn't it?
Yes. we're not going to talk about that.
I'm not going to name names, though.
It's like, that's spilling the tea right there. Like, yes. On the hoist right now. Like, awesome.
Yeah. So, you have a tour coming up. We're super excited over here at the hoist. Nathan's very excited.
He has a
habit of just fangirling over every band.
Well, it's exciting times, you know.
He's got to be passionate.
You know, it's exciting times in new bands doing cool stuff.
Nathan.
So,
he's
not at all.
No.
I want to jump over the table and be closer.
They're kind of hoist hugs.
Never had too many groupies.
Well, yeah, that shows at the Evelyn tomorrow.
How are you feeling about it?
I feel excited.
We're really excited, yeah.
Real excited. You see how much louder I go? I had to move away from the microphone. Really excited, guys!
Got to roar the excitement.
Yeah, it's been a hard slog getting to this point. Like, it's a lot of work putting together a show, especially if you want it to be a really good show and promoting it well and making sure everyone's going to come down. But
100%.
We're super pumped about it now. Like, it's looking like it's going to shape up.
There's
to be
so many
a
exciting things
show.
Happening. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because you have Honeybee that's going to join the stage.
Yeah.
Honeybone.
Yes.
Yeah, Honeybone.
I just heard Bee, and I was like, yeah, Bee. Like, Honeybee's like, cool. Cute. Yeah.
Guys, you should change your name.
Yeah, Honeybone,
they're awesome.
Yeah.
They're main support, and then we've got the incredible Echo Del Tusca.
Wonderful.
Who are an amazing, pretty new outfit, or like an amalgamation of musicians who've been in the scene for quite a while and like in quite successful different sort of individual bands, and then they've come together. So that's really exciting to see them. I've only seen them live acoustics. I'm super excited for their full band show.
It's going to be a big blast of like
sound. It's going to be a big blast.
You're a bit of a super group.
I understand. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And we're having a little, there's some pretty powerful females on stage with each of the bands, so I'm really excited
that.
I get to have Estelle and Rachel from each of the bands to get up on stage with me during our set.
Oh, so wholesome.
Kick the boys out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, kick the boys out. But yeah, that's surprises for y'all tomorrow. So go check out the Evelyn tomorrow for you know, for a fun time. It's going to be, and you know, the new album coming out. So celebration, celebration. Yep. You guys are going to play a song right now for us.
Yep.
So excited.
Called Heavy Burden. Mm-hmm. This is actually one of our first live performances for this season. So yeah, we're super keen. Can you tell us a bit about Heavy Burden before you guys play it?
Yeah. Heavy Burden's actually, interestingly, it's one of the sort of the first songs that came about in this group of songs. Mm-hmm. And it sat for a while before we realized that actually we really wanted to put it on the album. And I always thought of it as something that Jake and I was just sort of one of our little acoustic ones that we wrote when we were traveling. And I never thought of it being with the whole band. And then yep. Lyle, I think our drummer, was like, I love that song. We've got to do that song.
Oh, my God.
So, so him and the rest of the guys helped us flesh it all out and make it this mystical, wonderful landscape of the country life that we were living at the time and the feels that we had at the time. And, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
So now we're stripping it right back again to what it sounded like when we wrote it in a tent.
Yeah, love that. Many years ago.
Yeah.
For everyone right now, this is The Hoist and Sin, and we're going to hear Heavy Burden by the wonderful Wintermoon. So
woo-hoo.
Let's go.
Take me driving in your car to the end of the road. I wanna live close to the city, but far enough that I can wander alone. Expose my curiosities, and I've got plenty of.
That was Wintermoon with their song Heavy Burden.
Love
and
it.
Oh my goodness, what a heart melter. Well, thank you so much for coming to the studio, guys.
It means
the
absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for your support of new independent music.
Anytime. You guys are amazing. And for those out there, they're playing at the Evelyn tomorrow with Honeybone and some awesome other bands. And it's going to be such a wholesome night celebrating their new album, which is coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make Real, Make Believe. So go check that out right now. This is The Hoist and Sin with Eartha and Nathan.